Easy Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And our guest is the Conrad Mansion Museum's Executive Director, Britt Clark.
Hi, Britt.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms are there?
There are 26 rooms in the Conrad Mansion.
How many can we sponsor?
You can sponsor 26 plus the gazebo.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. And the cat.
Yeah. And the cat?
The cat has a sponsor, too.
So we could have a Robin Mitchell room at the museum.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. KGEZ. This is just a really great opportunity. I think this is our fourth year. We started right around the pandemic, so the first few years were a little shaky. Mm-hmm. But this is a wonderful way for the Conrad Mansion to raise money for overhead, so historic preservation, maintenance, things like that. And it's a great way for local community members to showcase their love for the mansion. The rooms range in prices, with the more expensive rooms down in the basement hall in the on the first floor,
main
and
floor.
Then they go lower at the farther up you go. But
and I got bad knees. Too,
yeah. So I know you want that first floor. You get all the people who can't go up the stairs.
Yeah.
It's just a great way to showcase your love of the mansion. Each sponsor has a certificate naming either the individual or the company that sponsored the room. We see about 10,000 people a year, so it's some really great advertising. And, you know, they get invited to seasonal parties that we have at the mansion. We have winter, spring, summer parties that we invite room sponsors to. And it's just a great way for both the community to engage with the Conrad Mansion Museum and for us to have a very low impact fundraiser.
You said that, it made me think maybe we could get Carole King to sponsor a room. Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Oh, So how many rooms are left?
Oh, gosh. I'd say we probably, out of the 26, I'd say we probably have about 16 rooms left.
Oh, okay.
So we try to wrap up this fundraiser around May, so there's still plenty of time.
Okay. How does somebody or a company check with you on that?
Oh, they can give us a call. We always welcome people to stop by the mansion, and if there's a room that speaks to them, Amore Salon, she named her daughter Alicia after Alicia Conrad, so she sponsors the blue bedroom.
Oh.
High Country Linen sponsors the laundry room, so there's a lot of ties, a lot of ties to that. You can always give us a call at the mansion, 755-2166, or shoot us an email through our website, which is conradmansion.com.
Okay, now I don't have real deep pockets. Do you have a closet that I could...
Okay. Well, and it's funny, the things that people like to sponsor, too, the things that they remember, like the drinking fountains, the grandmother's mailboxes, so there's all sorts of things. We have our set rooms, but this is a fundraiser, so we're not against, you know.
You'll consider anything.
Yeah, of course,
Okay, all right, great. We've got a concert coming up.
We do. Last year, we were honored to have a forte pianist named Daniel Adam Maltz come by in March of last year. And a forte piano is from the classical period.
Oh.
So I think his is from the 1700s. And he performs in historic house museums all throughout the country.
Mm.
And what's amazing about the Conrad Mansion is, if you've been there before, you know there's a musician's arch. That's where the Conrads place their musicians. And they also have a music room where Letty would play the piano. Daniel Adam Maltz told us that out of all of the historic house museums he's performed in, the Conrad Mansion is the most acoustically perfect. It's always been designed for piano music. It's a lovely event. He sets up his forte piano, which you don't see every day. They don't look like a traditional grand piano. We set that up in the Great Hall, and we can fit about 30 people in for each performance, so it's really intimate. And you are treated to a 90-minute performance. There is desserts, there is wine, and then at the end, there is a self-guided tour of the mansion.
So this is like going to see Mozart or Beethoven.
Oh, exactly. And that's his, he does, I know I butcher the name. Is it Haydn?
Haydn.
And Mozart. That's who that's who he plays.
You know, you have to remember, the Conrads couldn't exactly turn on the stereo.
No, and I always tell school tours that. That is one thing we really take for, we take a lot of things for granted in the modern era, but when we want to listen to music, we can just pop on our phone, we can just go on the radio, we can do whatever we want. But back then, you either had a friend play the piano or play whatever instrument, or you had your little Victrola record player in the center of the room. But nothing like today.
Well, and of course, that's why young women of class were, you know, were able to play piano mm-hmm. or harpsichord or some major instrument.
And everyone was begging them to because yes. they were desperate for music.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's something special about, I thought that was one of the reasons country was so huge in the late 80s, is they wrote the songs, they played the instruments, yep. they toured. You could see it actually happening like you heard it on record. Mm-hmm. It was yep. magical. And that's there's something about sitting in an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And that's the way it was always intended. Speaking with Mr. Maltz has been pretty pretty interesting because I don't have a musical background, but music was always meant to be intimate in this period anyway, and it was always meant to have people surrounding the musician mm-hmm. and being really a part of it. And he doesn't use sheet music, which I think is incredible. It's wow. all in his head. He's mm. yeah, wow. he's pretty impressive.
So we're talking about Mozart and Haydn without mm-hmm. sheet music.
Exactly.
So wow. so when is the forte piano concert?
This will be on, I have to look at my notes here. We got a few things going on. This will be on May 17th and May 18th mm-hmm. at 7 o'clock. So we have two performances.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Mother's Day is coming up, and it's coming up in the month of May, I believe.
Yes, actually, it's before the forte piano concert. I keep forgetting
oh,
that.
All right.
I know, I was like, when does Mother's Day fall? Mm-hmm. So it will be on May 11th and May 12th. And okay. this is our annual Mother's Day Tea Party. I should say this is our third annual. It's been a lot of fun. We've been doing it for the last few years. We get the mansion decorated for springtime, and we have some desserts and some tea, and our staff and our volunteers treat you and your mother to an old-fashioned tea party.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Really great fundraiser for us.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, the summer season.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. This is when you really get busy.
Yes. You know, January and April are our slowest months. January makes sense because we're closed for half of it as we get ready for our take down all our Christmas decorations. But April is a nice buffer time for us. We can get ready for the summer season. This is when we see a lot of school tours coming in. And then once May hits, It is nonstop until October. So it's right now we are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 for self-guided tours. But beginning on May 15th, we are open 7 days a week. So that's from 10 to 4. We have a mix of guided and self-guided tours. But the hustle and bustle starts fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So now I get to hit mm-hmm. you up for a Conrad story.
Well, you know what? I have my little sticky note here, and right. I said, this morning I looked around the house. You know what I found? We were doing some spring cleaning a few weeks ago, and ever since I started at the mansion, there's been a book with a big red cross symbol on it that it's always caught my eye, but I've never looked at it. I finally opened it, and there is a letter from not Clara Barton herself, but a Clara Barton representative to Mrs. Conrad, to Letty Conrad, thanking her for her efforts during World War I and the Spanish flu in 1918.
Wow. Wow.
It is addressed to her. It is it's not just a generic, you know, thank you for your service. It is tailored to Letty Conrad, thanking her for engaging the community, for protecting her community, and really spearheading the Red Cross's efforts here in the Flathead. And as a present, they got her Clara Barton's Red Cross biography, and it's a first edition. And it's just amazing that I'm sure in the mansion's 50 years as a museum, someone's taken a look at that letter, but yeah. I never have. And I just thought that's really amazing that she was so instrumental in the war effort in World War I, but also just during the Spanish flu. It's pretty incredible. And she, you know, didn't really write much about that in her diaries, just kind of a humble person. So
oh, this is actually Clara Barton, the founder of the Red Cross.
Yes. So the letter is written from I had it memorized. It was the former Secretary of War, but it's a pretty high up person on behalf of Clara Barton. Clara Barton wrote the book. So it's okay. her gift to Letty Conrad.
Yeah. And the Secretary of War.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote the letter.
Yes.
Handwritten?
No. No, but he did sign it. So, yeah, but it was typed. Yeah.
Well, they had typewriters then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. They did.
I was just checking it. What was the most important thing Clara Barton did? She risked her life to bring supplies and support to field soldiers in the field during the Civil War. She founded the American Red Cross in 1881. at age 59 and led it for 23 years after that.
Magical.
I know, it's just amazing.
I love it when you bring those stories.
Lots of history.
Gosh. Oh, well, the Conrads just really go to show how they were so ingrained in the world they lived in. And it's just so fun piecing everything together. And, you know, to them, it wasn't history. It was happening in real time. So it's just, they had no idea how things would turn out. So it's just interesting.
Well, I continue to say that if you really want to understand the DNA of Kalispell, you need to visit the Conrad Mansion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Be sure and visit, even if the last time you came here was in third grade. It's worth seeing.
All right. Rick Clark, thank you so much for all you, your staff, and volunteers do to preserve this wonderful part of our world.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Britt.